time to meditate, your gratitude meditation. Find a quiet and peaceful place and sit down in a lotus position. Put your hands on your knees. Maybe you want to make your hands facing up. Straighten your spine. Relax and release all the tension in your body. Take a deep breath. Hold the air for a moment and release. Let all the tension in your body go. Put a smile in your face. Take another deep breath. Hold the breath for a moment and let it go. Keep on breathing in your normal rhythm, and now focus on your pelvic floor muscle. Put some tension in it and keep holding it for a few breaths, only as long as you are comfortable with it and as long as you are consciously able to hold it. Then release the tension consciously. While you are concentrating on your pelvic floor muscle, let the breath flow through your body and lead all your breathing energy into your pelvic floor muscle. And while you are doing so, think, I am grateful for my energy. I am grateful for the power it gives me. I am grateful for my tantric energy. Yes, training your pelvic floor muscle even makes you a better lover. I am grateful for my energy. Keep on breathing in your own rhythm and let your energy, your breathing energy, flow into your pelvic floor muscle. Are you still sitting upright? Or did you start pulling on your knees? Well, release that tension. Otherwise, your backbone and your spine might end up like a banana. So lift your head. My running coach always told me, imagine there is a helium balloon above your head, pulling your head up. That straightens your spine. And well, I think if this is a good idea to think that way for a marathon training, it's probably a good idea to have this helium balloon above your head and pulling up your head and straighten your spine during meditation as well. So keep on breathing and leading your breathing energy into your pelvic floor muscle. Are you still sitting upright? Is your spine still straight? Just think about the helium balloon above your head, pulling your head up and putting you in a straight, upright position. Do you still have a smile in your face? It gives you so much more energy and gratitude. So finally, take a last breath, concentrating your breath flow on the last point. Finally, it's time to come back. So you may want to start moving your fingers and your toes slowly, a little bit further, until it becomes a motion of your hands and your feet. You may release your legs from the lotus position. You may release the helium balloon and look above yourself and see it fly away. You might stretch your neck, bending your head to the left and the right, turning your head to both sides. Start moving your arms slowly, and finally open your eyes and your back in the real world. And I hope you enjoy your gratitude for today, for tomorrow, for your entire life. Now, finally, find something which makes you happy. Look around. What are you seeing? Is there anything you can laugh about? And go for it. Laugh out loud. Laugh. Yes, you can do it. Show the world that you're happy, that you're grateful. Show the world that you're ready to rock her. Okay, have a wonderful day and enjoy your gratitude. This meditation was brought to you by Klaus Forster from Vitality for Happiness. Check our website vitality4happiness.com and participate in one of our challenges. It's gonna be very transformational for you.